In Washington, I'm Kai Ryssdal. It is Thursday, the 20th of April. Good as always to have you along, everybody. This is the week of one-word lead stories, I suppose. Yesterday was bonds. Today, it's steel of the imported variety. President Trump has ordered an investigation into whether foreign steel is hurting national security. The aforementioned clause of the Trade Expansion Act of 1962 lets the administration impose emergency trade sanctions should it see fit. But in a global economy, one country's national security concerns are another's unjust industry protections, as Marketplace's Adam Allington reports.
Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross said the investigation is necessary because steel alloy used in things like armor plating for the military requires specialized expertise. Speaking at a press conference today, Ross said that expertise could be lost if foreign countries continue flooding the U.S. with cheap steel.
You know, we're building up aircraft. We're building up our fleet. We're building more tanks, building all kinds of military equipment.
Steelmakers have long accused China of unfair trade practices. The country makes half the steel in the world. Chad Bown is a senior fellow at the Peterson Institute for International Economics. He says calling out China on security grounds may be a bit over the top.
What I like to refer to is kind of the nuclear option of trade policy. You can't really argue with that if you're a trading partner.
In times of peace, Bown says playing the security card risks escalating a trade tit-for-tat in other markets.
The only thing that you can do is to respond in kind, you know, saying, well, if you're going to do that to me on steel, I'm going to do that to you on your cars or soybeans, whatever it is that the United States actually exports to their market. And that's how these things can spiral out of control.
Bown worries that tariffs could raise the cost of goods farther up the supply chain and perhaps cost other American jobs. Tom Gibson is the CEO of the American Iron and Steel Institute. He says the current situation has already cost 14,000 jobs in the steel industry, and increasing tariffs could turn that around.
There's always been imports of steel into the U.S. market. But if you send steel into the United States, you shouldn't be dumping it, you shouldn't be subsidizing it. And what we're going to insist on is that the steel that comes here be fairly traded.
By law, the steel investigation must be complete within 270 days, but President Trump said he expected the report within 50. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.